Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of What Is With Murph. On today's episode, we have Bonnie Irwin back to chat about what's been going on in her life and with her music since last time she was on. Because let's face it, it's been way too long since we've had Bonnie on. Also, Emily wrote this while I was out of town, and now I'm laughing hysterically at the fact that she's making me read this line. Darn you, Em.
Well, I don't remember what it says. Just keep reading.
So that was it.
I forgot I wrote that.
And now you know why I call you my general thorn in my side.
This
now
is
you know.
Why I'm not in charge of things, because I do shit like that. Just
oh, Lord.
Anyway, I have just need to chill. I just need to sit here and be quiet, because it's not my turn to talk.
How about let's bring on today's guest.
That's probably a better idea than sitting here listening to me.
Probably a better idea. All right, let's Let's welcome our incredibly talented friend who is coming back to the show, the incredibly talented Miss Bonnie Irwin.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hey. How are you?
Hey, how are you, girl?
Sick and dying, but that's okay, because funny story for you, girl. It's okay. Cody, let me tell my story real quick. Bonnie, yesterday I went to the doctor, and my regular doctor wasn't there, and the doctor was so cute. Like, so far, the doctor's cute. So it was worse, first of all, it was worse being a walk-in and having to sit there for 2 hours, and it was totally worse my doctor not being there, because I got to see Dr. Hottie, so all is good. Anyway, story time is over. I'm set up now.
Oh, Lord. How have you been, Bonnie?
I've been great. How about y'all?
I'm good. I was just checking on a few things. Dad, do you know, minus the three year anniversary show, it's been over 6 months since you've been on the show with us?
That has been too long. Like,
amen.
It's been way too long. I agree.
I miss you guys
and,
so much. Yeah, we missed you too.
We've missed talking to you, and since you've been on, some pretty major things have been happening for you since you've been on. I hear somebody's got a brand new EP out.
Yes.
Tell us about that real quick.
Well, the EP is called Blue Eyes, and it's available on CD Baby, SoundCloud, and YouTube. You can purchase it on CD Baby, and you can stream it through YouTube and SoundCloud. And it's got two songs on it. The first one is called Girls Got Guns, and the second one is called L.A. Boy. And I wrote it and produced it and recorded it all by myself in my room.
Nice. And we may have touched on this the last time you were on the show, but you also have another big project that you got off the ground. You're on a record label.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Oh, I remember that. We talked about this because I told her I'd come sing on her label.
I'm just going to say that right. I'm just going to say this right now. That is cool.
So, yeah, it's kind of on the back burner for right now, but I'm still definitely trying to work on it and trying to get it up there. So, yeah. If I ever get out of a job, I'm coming to sing on your label.
Yeah. And you've also started college. Another milestone in your life.
Yes.
I remember.
This is why she and I get along so well, because we're in the same position right now. We both started college, and we both have a bad shoulder, so it's all good.
Pretty much. And speaking of your shoulder, Bonnie.
Yeah.
I didn't like seeing that on Instagram. I did not like seeing that. I'll be completely honest with you. I was like, oh, no.
She's broken like me. It's all good. We're
pretty
team.
Much. It's it's your rotator cuff, am I right?
Yes. Like, my rotator cuff is, like, it's not torn, but it's, like, swollen, so... That's super
right.
fun, but
yeah,
it's stressed out. That's what you should say. You should say, I stressed my rotator cuff out because I can't sit still. I wish I had, I keep telling people, I wish I had some cool story about, like, being hurt, but I don't. And I don't have, this is going to sound terrible, but it's not like I have, a scar where people are like, hey, how'd that happen to you? Like, I got hurt, and I've been sitting, dealing with it for weeks, and I don't even have a cool story, I had a car accident, big deal. That's not a cool story. I was doing something awesome to get hurt. There's no scar for people in the, I just heal, and people will never get to hear some cool daredevil story out of me. What you could do is you could, get some Halloween makeup and, put it on your shoulder and then, say that you punched someone and, make it all dramatic. I got into a fight down at Walmart.
Yes.
Speaking of Halloween... We got to talk about this. Speaking of Halloween, you pranked the crap out of me at Halloween, Bonnie.
I'm sorry?
This past Halloween. when you posted that picture of your supposed broken leg on Instagram.
That was April Fool's. That was not Halloween, Cody. Get with it.
That was April Fool's. Yes, it was April Fool's. But still, you had me going. I was like, oh, God.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I believed him, too, and he sent it to me, and I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, like, I literally searched on Google, and I had the same shorts as the girl in that picture, so I was like, why the heck not?
I never thought of doing that. But I am so accident-prone that people would believe it, and they would be like, you're not joking. You're really hurt, aren't you?
Yeah. Well,
like, I am a little.
I am the biggest prankster in the world, though. Like, I literally, one time, my sister was in the bathroom, and I put, like, a water bucket on top, and it was just, I love pranks, and I love scary.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
No, literally, I'm Cody's memory. That was a good example, everybody. Cody doesn't remember anything, and he'll be like, I don't remember, like, about General Hospital specifically. Like, the other day, he was like, I don't remember why she left. I was like, she went to jail because she murdered so-and-so. He's like, oh, that's right. Like, I look like a crazy person because Cody doesn't remember things, but I do. I'm like Sheldon on the Big Bang Theory. I'm like that crazy friend.
Anyway,
the biggest prank I ever pulled, and I did this, to my parents this last April Fool's.
I remember that.
Uh-huh. I duct taped pretty much every light switch down, so when they went to turn on the lights, nothing would happen.
That's not all he did. He also did that thing where he can, like, make everything on the computer disappear and, like, there's nothing left
on
the desktop.
My
desktop. Yeah.
You know how to do that. You do that anyhow.
It's very, very easy, actually.
This is why you need to get out of the house. You know things like that.
It's very, very easy, actually. I'll let you in on it later.
Yes.
Then
you can prank people and, like, make their stuff disappear. All good.
Yep. When that happened, Dad was like, what in the world is going on here? So I told him, I was like, here.
They
here,
fall for
right.
everything, too.
Let me take a look at it.
Tell them I said that, by the way.
Oh, trust me, I won't. So, I fooled around with it for a little while, and I was like, I just basically a bull crap in him. I fooled around with it for a little while, and I was like, well, bud, the only thing I can tell you is April Fool's.
And then your dad
epic.
Was like, Cody, it's time for you to move out.
Not so much, but oh, well.
Anyway, that little story time's over.
Yep. Have you had any shows lately? What's coming up for you besides school and everything?
So in the summer, like, because summer ended, like, the first day of fall is tomorrow, so summer mm-hmm. was really good. I was really busy, was volunteering with my church and stuff like that, so I didn't get to do shows as much. I am currently, like, shows are kind of on the back burner for now, but I'm working on, like, kind of honing my craft and just working on new songs and stuff to play shows in the future. So I will definitely look forward to you guys coming out to one of my shows soon.
I will actually be in Nashville for the weekend of October 9th, so...
Guess who's not going? Emily's not going because Emily doesn't get to travel whenever she wants. Because she has to go to school. Actually, mm-hmm. No, I don't have to go to school. I don't know why I'm not going. Actually, yeah, I do. I do know why I'm not going because my parents, first of all, won't let me go by myself, drive all the way there. Even though it's only a few hours, they would not let me do that. Second of all, I'm still waiting on the insurance people to get it together and pay us so we can go get a new car because, you know, we totaled the other one. So I can't just take off with someone else's car, I suppose, because I'm driving my grandmother's right now. So I can't just be like, well, I'm taking your car to Nashville. Y'all fend for yourselves. Have a nice time. So I'm not going to Nashville. Cody goes everywhere without me. He went to Canada without me, but I told people it's because I didn't have a passport.
I just got back from, this has been about, two or 3 weeks ago. Week of my birthday, actually. I just got back from Toronto, New York City, and Boston
on one of my
baseball trips. So.
Oh, okay. I have something. I just had this, like, spur of the moment idea. Bonnie, mm-hmm. Are you super in the fall spirit right now? Because it's, like, a fall tomorrow?
Yes. I am, like,
okay,
birthday is in, like, a month, and I am obsessed.
Well, in that case, there's this little thing going around YouTube. It's called the Fall Favorites Tag, and even though we're not making a video, we could totally run through those really quick, and we can all discuss our fall favorites.
Okay.
So let me go pull them up. Yes,
I know
definitely.
The first one is your favorite fall, like, scent, like candle, air freshener, whatever. So we'll just go around the class and share while I find them. So, Bonnie, do you have a favorite fall candle or favorite fall scent?
I do. So I have, like, two. So, first of all, have you guys ever been in Hobby Lobby?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, when you first walk in and, like, that fall smell that smells like cinnamon and, like, just amazingness, that is my first scent. And then
yeah.
I actually have three. So the second is, like, the smell of fire and, like, bonfires in the fall because, like, in Tennessee here it gets, like, you can just smell when anyone's, like, making a fire and, like, it just mixes with
mm-hmm.
the cool air and it's amazing. And then
mm-hmm.
the last one is this candle from Bath & Body Works called Pumpkin Cupcake, and it is
yes.
my most
oh, yes.
favorite scent ever, and it is beautiful.
I am all about that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Cody, what about you? I'll answer last because I just found them, so Cody, you can go first.
Probably cinnamon. I just love
yeah,
the cinnamon.
For me, that smells like a Christmas smell, so I like try to like reserve that for when I get to like November, then I'm like full force
oh.
in the holiday thing.
If we're going Christmas, it's definitely wintergreen.
We're not going Christmas because if we go Christmas, we'll be here all day. So we'll do fall, and then we'll do this again in, like, November. We go Christmas. Okay, my favorite is...
Fair enough.
I have two favorites. I have an apple cinnamon stick candle, and I know it's kind of, like, Christmassy, but it doesn't really smell that much like cinnamon, more like apples. So that's my favorite. And Febreze just released, like, a limited edition pumpkin. It's called Pumpkin Bliss, but it's, like, a pumpkin spice candy kind of smelling air freshener. And it is fantastic,
oh, wow.
and I bought one.
That's awesome.
So, they're great. You all need to have one. They also have a cranberry one and, like, one that's supposed to smell like leaves, but I don't really want an air freshener that smells like leaves. So, okay, so favorite fall drink, Bonnie?
Okay, so I have never, ever had a pumpkin spice latte. But
me either.
Like, I really want to try one, but my favorite fall drink would probably be just, like, really, really fancy, like, hot chocolate, like, with, like, whipped cream and chocolate syrup and marshmallows and
mm-hmm.
the whole nine yards.
That sounds fantastic. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want hot chocolate. I've had 4 cups of hot tea today. And I'm probably going to have to bleach my teeth every single day because I'm on that teeth thing. But that's just
oh, wow.
whatever. Cody, what about
now,
you?
I tell you, and I had this at college. Every night, pretty much every night, when I was studying in the
that
library.
That means it's really nutritious.
it's a white chocolate mocha coffee.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God,
that's
incredible.
That sounds really good right now, even though I don't drink coffee.
Even though it's
incredible.
I don't care. I'm all about it right now. I don't like coffee. See, this is why Bonnie and I are like kindred spirits. Like, I don't like coffee either.
Sisters over here.
I know.
Yeah.
We're like the same person, except she's blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. My favorite is definitely tea. But I like, okay, my favorite tea is Earl Grey. Just like straight Earl Grey tea. I don't put anything weird in it. Just a little sweetener. That's my very favorite thing in the world.
That is my favorite drink because I put, like, a tablespoon or a teaspoon of honey in it and, like, just Earl Grey black tea, and that is amazing. So we are basically switchers.
I've been, like, trying to branch out on my tea drinking. So, like, I got some samples in the mail. I know that's so lame. From Twinings and from Yogi, and I haven't tried the Yogi teas because they're, like, really out there flavors, but the Twinings one. I had the lemon ginger one the other day, and it was really good. And I have a mint one that I want to try, and I think I have some other weird flavor in there. And then I have, like, a honey and lavender one from Yogi, but I'm, like, that's kind of out there for me, so I don't know if I'm going to drink it, but we'll see.
I got you.
Okay, so favorite fall movie?
Oh, this one is so hard.
Oh, my God. I don't even know.
I know what I'm going to say, but I'm going to let that wait in line. Y'all, let y'all sweat. Go ahead and answer.
Okay, so I am obsessed with Hocus Pocus, but
I knew you were going to say that.
So that is, like, my number one, but, like, if I could also say another one, it would be, like, the Halloween Town, like, trilogy,
yes.
Like, Halloween Town 1, Halloween Town 2, and then Halloween Town High. Like, I
Your
love
favorite
those
movies. Person. Yeah, my twin. I don't understand. How did we not know this? I mean, I already knew we're pretty much twins, but now this just really cements that. We are the definition of the typical white girl. Let's be real. Everything we say is so typical, but that's okay. Anyway, Cody.
Oh, well. I'm going to pass on this one because
That is so lame.
I know it's cop out,
okay,
but whatever.
Well, say Hocus Pocus, but Bonnie said that. So I'm going to say Practical Magic with Sandra Bullock in it because I love her, and that movie is fantastic, and it's just so good. Okay,
I've never seen that.
Really? It's so good. You have to see it. Like, you can get it on Amazon Prime for, like, $5, and it's probably on Netflix, but it is so good. She and her sister are both witches, and they're, like, they have a kid, and then there's, like, this boyfriend that's, like, me, and it's just a really twisted story, and you just have to watch it. Come on and ruin it. Okay, so what's your favorite TV show that comes on in the fall? So, like, shows that come back. Bonnie?
Well, it used to come back in the fall, but, like, now it's, like, coming on in the summer because it's, like, in its last season, but Pretty Little Liars was, like, my favorite thing because, like, when school would start, I was, like, yes, I can do homework, and then when I get stressed about homework, I can just watch Pretty Little Liars, and even though
there
I can't do that anymore, like, I will probably still do that, so.
Good choice. Good choice. Cody, you can't pass this
for me,
one.
And I'm not going to pass on this one. Not at all. For me, it's two. I love the show. Have y'all ever seen The Middle? It
yes.
comes on Wednesday
yes.
night. And The Goldbergs comes on right after it. I love those two shows. So.
Cody Fangirls over the ABC sitcoms.
Pretty much.
It was really funny.
I have a couple favorites.
Yeah,
my favorite ever, my favorite fall show ever, like, that comes back in the fall is Law & Order Special Victims because I just love that show so much. She is the queen, Mariska Hargitay. I bow down, like, seriously, the best. And she literally, she can just look like she's going to cry, and I just, like, lose my mind. So, let's see what else comes on in the fall. Oh, I really, really love Dancing with Stars, but that comes on in the spring, too, so it's not as, like, special to fall. And I love, I love Last Man Standing, and it premieres, Law & Order premieres tomorrow, and Last Man Standing, oh my gosh, I can't believe I heard that. And Last Man Standing premieres Friday night, and it is so funny. It's the one with Tim Allen on ABC, and I know you watched
Last
it, Kelly, or you did.
Yes, I love that show too, Em.
And it's so funny, and I also love CSI, like the original one, but its finale, final episode ever is on Sunday, and it's like a movie. It's like 2 hours long, and I'm so excited to see how they end it because I'm like over the fact that it's ending. Like, I'm not that sad it's ending. I just want to know what they're going to do in the finale. Because that show hasn't been that good in a long time, so I know it's going to bring it. I'm really excited. Can you tell I love television? Okay, let's see. Favorite fall clothing item, or, like, things you can only wear in the fall that you're super excited about?
So I'm going to narrow this down to three because I am such a typical white girl. It's not even real.
Me too, and I'm probably going to say the same thing you say, so it's okay.
So I love, dark lipsticks, and that's, like, a makeup item, so that doesn't really count. But dark lipsticks,
yeah, because there's a makeup
like,
question, so we'll save that.
Okay, so we'll save that. So clothing items would probably have to be, like, a really good, like, hat that's, like, fall-ish and, like, just really, like wide-brimmed or, like, you know, kind of like a fedora,
yeah.
like the typical fall hat. And then Boots, definitely. I have these little booties from Maurice's that are just amazing, and I've worn them almost every day of college so far, and I love them so much. And then leggings. Like, I am obsessed with leggings.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Why do you need other pants when you can wear leggings? I have, like, six pairs of leggings, but, like, I only have one or two long pair because I bought a bunch of crop ones. So I just started, like, rebuilding my army. And I bought a pair of navy blue ones, so they match my Auburn jersey. So I'm not, like, clashing when I wear my leggings and my jersey. I got you, girl.
I understand.
Okay, Cody, what about you? I know you're not into fashion, but you can still tell us.
You know, I love a good hoodie.
Oh, sweatshirts are my favorite. Like, I have this big old sweatshirt that I got at Walmart, and even though, like, it is, like, 900 years old, I still wear it every fall, and that is definitely one of my favorites.
Me too. I'm the same way. My favorite is, okay, this is so, so sad. I have these Auburn sweatpants that have a hole. I got them caught on a tree branch last winter. They have a hole down the leg, but I will not part with them. They are they're like a men's 3X. Found them in this store that was like one of those stores like TJ Maxx where they only have a few of each thing. And they only had one pair, so of course I bought them. They are ginormous. They don't even stay up. I have to like tie the side of them in a knot, and there's a hole. I don't care because I'm wearing them anyway. They're cute and they're comfortable. And I also am super in love with like the legging boot combination. I got you, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite like fall outfit for when I like have to go somewhere and like be presentable is like leggings and like a long white tunic kind of shirt and a denim jacket and boots, and you're good. You can wear it no matter what because it always looks like a different outfit if you wear a different shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thing.
Definitely.
She gets
scarves
me,
are amazing too.
Oh, don't even get me started on the Infinity scarf collection that lives in my closet. It's like a scarf museum.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have a lot.
Scarf museum.
Okay, so favorite, we did TV show. Okay, favorite Halloween costume, like, I guess that you've been, like, your all-time favorite.
Let us have it, Bonnie. Okay, so there was this thing when I was in middle school called the Mystery Dinner. And it was kind of like, it's really hard to explain. So there was a group of people in my school who would, like, get together and decide, like, what character they wanted to be. Like, you could be, like, Goldilocks or, like, the bunny from Alice in Wonderland or, like, the Mad Hatter or something like that. And, like, they all, like, made this, like, the chaperones, like, made this mystery to where, like Goldilocks was a suspect and something like that. And, like, literally, it wasn't, like, actually for Halloween, but it was, like, around the time. And I was Goldilocks, and I looked like a giant doll. Like, literally everyone was like, who is that? Because my hair was, like, so curly, and my mom made, like, this giant poofy dress, and I had this little bear, and, like, I'll have to, like, post a picture of it later, but it was one of the most favorite nights of middle school for me.
Okay, Cody, what about you? Costume.
You know, this was a totally spur of the moment because I had nothing to work with. I'm talking absolutely nothing. But there was a Halloween party at one of the frat houses at college. So what I did is I slipped on my school's hoodie because let's face it, I'm a big fan of hoodies. So I slipped that on with the emblem on my hood or on the front of the hoodie, and I pinned number one fan in just a plain white, a computer paper onto the hoodie, and I went to the frat party like that. So there you go.
Okay,
I had nothing to work with.
I can't really remember a lot of costumes that I wore, like, as a child. I had some good ones. Like, my mom really dressed me up. But, like, my favorite, I think, last year I was a leopard. Like, I wore the tail and the ears and everything. And I thought it was so cute. And it was funny because I took the radio show shopping with me. It was on Friday. And I was invited to a party. And I was having, like, the worst week ever.
there was so much crap going on, and I was like, I'm not going. And then someone called me and was like, you have to come tonight. And I was like, well, okay, I guess if I have to, I will. And I was at like 4 o'clock. Party was at like 6. And I didn't have a costume, so I went to Walmart and bought the crowd. And I took the radio show, the General Hospital Weekly Recap, 5 o'clock. Took it with me. We did a GH recap at Walmart. I got opinions from our callers on whether it should be a white tiger or a cheetah. I ended up being a cheetah because I bought leopard print pajama pants. Actually, I bought a set, I'm not even going to lie, and I wore pajamas and ears, and I was a cheetah. So that was a pretty creative moment I had. Okay, moving on from Emily's walk of shame as the cheetah.
Moving on.
Favorite fall food, which sounds weird because, you know, you can eat whatever you want whenever you want. But what's something that's, like, special to you for the fall?
There was this really good restaurant it was a local restaurant in my area that I live in. Like, why am I saying that? It was my hometown, essentially. And they used to have this amazing taco soup, but they closed. So, like, my goal is to recreate this taco soup because it was just so amazing. And, like, that was, like, my favorite food in the fall. Like, I would probably eat there almost every day, and it was just amazing.
Okay, good choice. Now you're going to have to Pinterest for that recipe. Like, eventually you'll find it someday. Okay, Cody, what about you?
Another college story, y'all. pretty much all these revolve around college, pretty much. So, there were two restaurants in college. One of them's closed. Boo. They were a Cowboys and a La Cabana. One was just like a burger joint, burgers, fries, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the other was a Mexican restaurant. And I'm a big fan of Mexican food, too. Love Mexican food. So
I hate Mexican food. Like, I must be the only one.
I love Mexican food, though. Like, amazing.
I love Mexican food.
I don't hate it, but it's okay. Anyway, your story.
But anyway, we would go there, and this is kind of a funny story. We took our a buddy of ours, and the waitress walks up, a college kid. We probably had a class or two with her, you know, and she asked for us, and she asked for our order, but then when we didn't hear her, so a buddy of mine gets up real close to his ear, he goes, she asked you what you wanted to eat, like he was deaf or whatever, you know, of course, dude can hear perfectly fine. And we just all bust out laughing. We just was like, good God, y'all are awful. It was just hilarious. But those are two of my favorite places ever.
My favorite,
like I said, that a burger joint closed, so it's kind of boo, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. My favorite thing ever is chicken soup, but it has to be homemade, and I don't like it with the vegetables in it because I don't like carrots, and I don't really like celery either, so it's basically just chicken and noodles, and I don't even care. I'm not even ashamed. It is so good. My mom makes it. My grandmother makes it. I'm not into the vegetable things. Oh, and bonus points if my grandmother makes cornbread. Like, I swear, I have to lose, like, 20 pounds before Christmas gets here. I'm going to, like, not fit through the door at Christmas because my grandmother makes Mexican cornbread, it's technically Mexican, so I do technically like Mexican food. She makes Mexican cornbread with the jalapenos and the onions and all that, and everybody wants it. Everybody, like, calls her and is like, will you make this? And whenever we have some kind of function where everybody gets together, that's her job, is to make cornbread. People, like, fight over it at card night. Like, people literally fight over the cornbread at card night. They're like, oh, nope, that last piece is mine. Like, it's his best. So she actually made
it,
and I stole it and
brought it
to my house.
Another great food, though, for me, like, in addition to the taco soup, is, like, chicken noodle soup at Panera. Like, that is one of my favorites.
as well. So
I just love chicken soup. Like, I asked my mom if she would make that tonight, and she's like, it's not cold enough. But it smells like Christmas in a pot. Like, when you put sage in something, it smells like Christmas to me, and I'm just all about it. Okay, we have one more question, and this one, Cody, you get out of, because it's a girl question, kind of.
Okay, good.
You don't wear makeup. Favorite fall.
Good.
Favorite fall blush, because those are the only things you can really change to go with seasons, but do you have favorites, like, specifically?
I don't know. Like, I use different lipsticks in the fall, and sometimes I will use it as, like, a blush, but I really just use the same blush year-round, and I need to, like, stop that, obviously, but literally, sometimes if I'm feeling crazy, I'll use the same lip color, like, for, like, I'll actually use a lipstick for the blush and just blend it out with my finger, so, yeah.
My favorite, this is going to sound crazy because I even know the name of it, but my favorite fall lipstick, I have two. One is an Elf lipstick, which is literally a dollar. That's what's great. Actually, it's like the crayon thing. And it's called Sangria, and it's like this like nude but also dark color, so it's perfect. And the CoverGirl, like the regular old-fashioned CoverGirl lipstick in Tempt, I think is what it's called, and it's like a berry color because I'm too pale to wear like dark, dark lipstick, so I'll just have to go with the raspberry and the cranberry tone because I'm pale. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite. And for blush, I literally like never wear blush. Like, I always forget it. But recently, I bought one that's like mauve kind of, and I used it as an eyeshadow and a blush, and I was like so impressed because I used it with like a gold eyeshadow with it, and then I used it as a blush too, and so I all matched, and it just made me happy that everything matched. So, okay, Cody,
favorite,
we had to have a beauty guru moment.
That's perfectly fine. Y'all needed it.
What were you going to say, Bonnie? Your favorite what?
My favorite lipstick, if you were going to ask that, was it's called Revlon Color Burst, I think, and it's like a lip balm stain, and it's called Crush. And also, like, Wet n Wild, like, I think it's, like, called, it's something to the effect of, like, Red Hot or something like that, or Hot Red, and like it is one of the prettiest lipsticks. And then also Cherry Frost is really good too by Wet n Wild, and those are like 99 cents at Walmart, so it's a total
yeah
win.
That's the best kind. Is well, I like I got a Revlon one of those color stay like stains, and it was like too much for my skin tone because I'm so pale. It was so intense. Mm-hmm. So I gave it to Megan, but she's my sister, in case anyone doesn't know. That's my sister, and I gave it to her. But I love those e.l.f. like jumbo lip crayons. They're so good, and they're only a dollar. And so I bought the darkest one, and it's like a dark, like brownish nude color. But it's called Sangria, which doesn't make sense because it's not the color of Sangria, but I'm not arguing with it because it's cute. And I just love, who doesn't love a classic red lipstick? Like, that looks good on everybody. So I have one that's like a, I think it's a Revlon. It might be a Maybelline. I don't know. And it's like matte red, and that's just like, you know what? No matter what, red lipstick, it looks cute on everyone. So.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Cody, what's your favorite lipstick?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
Hey, let us have a beauty. When Cody goes out of town again, you can come on our show, and I'll be by myself, and we'll just talk about makeup for an hour.
Oh, yes, that will be amazing.
I'm so busy. You know, here's what needs to happen. You need to come visit me, or I need to come visit you, and we need to, like, film some kind of YouTube video about makeup, and I don't want to film by myself. I want Cody to come visit me so we can film the best friend tag and the TMI tag. But we did a whole episode of the show to do the TMI tag.
We did.
But I want to do it in video form so we can put it on our YouTube. Cause we've never posted anything. Wink, wink,
right.
Cody, post a video. Cody has, like, videos of us that he never posted. And I'm, like, patiently waiting forever. Anyway, I'll shut up now. I know we only have 5 minutes.
Yeah, we do.
I'm having so much fun, though. I don't want it to be over.
we've taken up about 40 minutes. So before Blowtorch Radio forcibly removed us from the network, I wanted to thank you again for taking as much time with us as you have in the past and with the show or whatever, you know. And again, I just wanted to thank you again for just being incredible supporter of us and what we're trying to do with the show.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me.
I'll DM you after the show and we'll talk. Go ahead, Cody. I interrupted you like mid-sentence. Sorry.
That's fine. You know, I think I speak for Em when I say this. We consider you family over here.
Bonnie's literally my best friend. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, you're being replaced.
We consider you family. It's just a foregone conclusion. We consider you family. That's just it.
Yeah. I'm doing a video for her YouTube channel, actually, so I got to get on the tablet. So we are best.
Nice.
You didn't know, Cody, you've been replaced.
Okay.
Wow, way to put up a fight.
I think I'm gonna let you go, Bonnie, and I'll be talking to you on Twitter, okay?
Absolutely, thank you guys. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bonnie's awesome to talk to. Just awesome.
I know. And I could literally sit here and talk about makeup for 2 days. You know how it is.
I mean, you know how I am.
Well,
exactly,
you know what?
You
makeup
are.
Fascinates me because, like, there's so many things you can do with it. Like, you can literally create whatever you want. It's like art.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm done with my spiel about makeup. Let's be real. It's not art. It's me painting my face all the time. Whatever. Anyway. I'll shut up now. You want to do announcements or you want me to?
I'll do announcements. Next week, next Tuesday, which also happens to be my cousin's birthday, 30th birthday.
Cool.
I'm good being that age. But next year, God,
when
I
When you turn 30, we're turning up, okay?
Oh, good God, no.
Please don't visit me when you turn 30.
If I'm anywhere in the country, I will.
Okay.
Next week at a brand new time, 4:30 p.m. Central, we have.
Let me explain that, guys, really quick. After Cody's done.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We have a singer, Megan Gallagher, on the show with us, and he won't explain the 4:30 thing.
Okay, so the reason we're doing shows at 4:30 now is because my dad took a job in Inverness, which is, like, outside of Birmingham, but on the other side, not the side near me. And it's an hour away, and we take him there. Like, it's at a hotel. He manages, like, everything that goes on. And we take him there on Monday, and then we pick him up on Tuesday night. And so he stays there. But we have to leave the house at 5 o'clock, and it's super inconvenient to do a radio show from the car. So I always...
Right.
So I said, we should do the 4:30 show. It works out.
So that's that. And the 13th, we have a country music duo and sisters, Mercy Stone, on the show with us.
I'm so excited for that.
So I think that's it. And I'm going to let you
go.
Wait.
Okay? Y'all can live tweet.
We can do it in 1 minute.
I can. You can live tweet Dancing with the Stars. By the way, it's only 5:43. Dancing with the Stars, Law and Order Special Victim, Last Man Standing, and then Sunday night, the CSI finale. You can live tweet all four of those with me, and I don't know what Cody's live tweeting. Everything except CSI, probably, that I just listed.
Probably,
so,
but anyway.
Tweet with us.
I'll let you go, girl. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Well, I think you guys have heard the announcements, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with the incredibly talented Miss Bonnie Irwin. I think I'm going to end the episode right now. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.